From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Israel-Gaza frontier remains quiet after a barrage of mortar shells and rockets Tuesday struck across southern Israel, wounding three soldiers and prompting retaliation in the form of tank fire and airstrikes. It was considered the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza war. Hamas spokesman Hamad el-Regeb said, "We will not allow attacks on residents in Gaza," and vowed resistance to what he called Zionist aggression and injustice. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu said the military delivered what he called the strongest blow in years, aimed at more than 60 Hamas and Islamic Jihad targets. A Palestinian official credited Egyptian mediation for an easing of tensions, although Israel stopped short of agreeing to it. Hamas and Islamic Jihad launched the dozens of rockets and mortar shells in response to the killing of more than 100 Palestinians by Israeli troops along the border frontier during weeks of protests. The UN Security Council met in emergency session Wednesday. Mideast envoy Nikolai Mladenov warned the region is on the brink of war.
Under the current circumstances, failure to act immediately with a set of relatively modest, achievable interventions will only amplify the humanitarian crisis, but drastically increase the risk of confrontation.
Kuwait blocked a U.S. draft statement condemning the rocket and mortar fire from Gaza and offered a draft resolution for protecting Palestinians. The Democratic Republic of Congo's special envoy to the U.S., Raymond Tshibanda, said he's encouraged by the close cooperation between his government and the World Health Organization to contain the latest Ebola outbreak.
We feel very good about the cooperation we are receiving from the World Health Organization and from other partners. And we believe that we're going to manage this crisis.
The WHO delivered thousands of vaccines with hundreds already vaccinated. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and senior North Korean official Kim Jong-chol will hold more talks Thursday in New York, following a dinner meeting Wednesday as the two sides prepare for a possible summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the focus remains ridding the North of nuclear weapons.
The conversation is going to be focused on denuclearization of the peninsula. That's what these ongoing conversations taking place now will be centered on, as well as this summit that would take place in Singapore. And we're going to continue, as long as that is part of the discussion, we're going to continue to shoot for the June 12th and expect to do that.
Meanwhile, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Pyongyang Thursday met North Korean leader and invited him to visit Moscow for the first time. In a Russian interview Thursday, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad called on the U.S. to withdraw from his country and vowed to recover land taken by U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters through negotiation or by force. He denied carrying out a chemical attack on the formerly rebel-held town of Duma and insisted Iran's presence in Syria is limited to officers advising his army. As a Friday deadline approaches, France and Germany Wednesday vowed to respond firmly if the U.S. imposes tariffs on steel and aluminum due to a global glut that threatens U.S. manufacturing. Christine McDaniel is a trade analyst at George Mason University.
The fact that, you know, the U.S. has not receded, the administration has not receded, tells me that they want to get something more out of Europe than they've gotten so far.
The Wall Street Journal reports a tariff announcement ending an EU exemption on steel and aluminum tariffs could come as soon as Thursday. In Afghanistan, U.S. NATO commander General John Nicholson said senior Taliban leaders have been secretly negotiating with the government. He said it's occurring at multiple levels. Nicholson also said U.S. attacks struck a gathering of Taliban commanders last week in southern Helmand province, killing more than 50. Italy's Five-Star Movement and Northern League have resumed efforts to form a coalition government after the process was stymied by President Sergio Mattarella's rejection of their Eurosceptic economy minister.
Il ragionamento è semplice. Noi abbiamo una squadra di
Five-Star Movement leader Luigi Di Maio said their cabinet is ready, they have a prime minister, and they'll attempt to find an acceptable economy minister. The rejection put Italy on the road to yet another election, rocking global markets. Islamic State Wednesday claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack in Belgium by a prison inmate who may have been radicalized that left two police women and a bystander dead in Liège. The assailant was shot dead in a shootout with police. In Nicaragua, an anti-government protest march ended in violence with an unidentified gunman opening fire. Reports at least one death and several wounded. Rights observers said more than 80 have died in clashes since April. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.